Thank you. I want to tell you this morning about the worst day of my life. You know, as a kid growing up, I looked up to my dad. A lot of kids do, and it's a good thing. But my dad was a career Air Force officer. He was a fighter pilot in Vietnam. And he had the rare distinction of flying 100 missions, coming out alive. And in fact, no one on any of his 100 missions was shot down. Very rare feat. He was loaned to NASA for working on both the Gemini and the Apollo projects. He worked on several of them from Florida, working at the Cape, till when we lived in Houston at the Manned Spacecraft Center. In fact, he was the lead flight planner on Apollo 13. Houston, we have a problem, that one. I looked up to him. I thought he was a pretty smart guy. He wanted to retire out of the Air Force, and we made our last of 12 moves since I was born when we moved to Mobile in 1973, the summer before I was a senior in high school. I actually went to 12 different schools growing up, which is a little strange. Some of that is attributable to being placed in the Bright and Gifted program when I was in third grade. And in that program, we went to different schools every year, and because they were just trying to make a place for us. And I don't tell you that to brag about being bright or gifted, because one of my teachers told me that of all of the children in that bright and gifted class, I had the lowest IQ of all of them. It's like, yeah. It's like, I don't know why you told me that. But we moved to Mobile the summer before my senior year in high school. And I started working at the family business that we started, Mobile Marble Company. And I started out doing all of the dirty work. I mean, it was the grunt work. I swept the floors. I helped make the product, I helped grind the product, polish the product, pour the product, install the product, everything else. The next year I went to college, started University of South Alabama, and I was trying to decide on my major. I had an idea it was business, because I enrolled in the business school. That wasn't really the question. And I was looking at accounting, and I went to my father, And I was talking to him about my choice of accounting as a major. And he looked up at me, or looked down at me, I think. He was tall. Yeah, he was 6'1" or 6'2". Said, yeah, well, that'd be all right if you enjoy slumping over a column of numbers all day long. So I did what any bright, intelligent young man would do. I changed my major. So I majored in marketing, because I thought, well, that would help the business. I don't know whether it helped me. As I said, growing up, I was a bright kid, and I got mostly A's. But when you look at my college major for marketing, I was a good, solid B student. Maybe because I like to say it's because I was working at the same time, but, you know, maybe it just wasn't my aptitude. I don't know. As part of my marketing duties, I graduated from the production floor to the office. And I took on more administrative duties, more marketing, that kind of thing. And so part of my marketing duties, I was placing advertising. And one of the new things at that time was introducing color into print ads. So I designed an ad that put color in it instead of the traditional black and white, so that it would pop and look different from all the other ads out there. Unfortunately, my boss looked at it as an example of wasteful spending. The business was admittedly struggling a little bit at that time. We'd opened up a second office up in Huntsville. We were trying to man that, but sales were tumbling a little bit. Prices were climbing. We were getting pinched in the middle. But I really didn't know at that time that we were really heading for the deep abyss of bankruptcy. So my boss came to me and sat down beside me at my desk and said, "Richard, I think you need to find someplace else to work." I was shocked. I mean, I'd worked there for 15 years, since the company was founded. How could he fire me? I thought it was the worst day of my life. Here I was, 33 years old, two little girls at home, a wife, a mortgage, very little savings, and my father had just sacked me. My own father. I didn't know what the heck I was going to do. I had a marketing degree, but I really didn't see myself as a salesman. So I didn't want to go get a job in sales. I really didn't, it was impossible to see myself working in an advertising agency. So I really just didn't know what to do. So after some soul searching, I really decided that one of the things that I really liked was understanding how businesses ticked. What really made them work. And that's what drew me to accounting, the language of business. So I decided I'd go back to school, back to University of South Alabama, and get a master's degree in accounting so that I could become a CPA. And a master's degree in accounting is abbreviated capital M, capital A, little c, and it's pronounced Mac, you know, like mac and cheese. And it was a little unusual back then. Especially for an old guy like me, it's more common now to have a master's degree. But really, I was the first class that South Alabama offered the Master's of Accounting degree. And I'm proud to say I was the top of my class of two. This year marks the 10th anniversary of my father's passing. And I think that's what generated some of these reflections. Maybe without that push out the door, I wouldn't be standing here in front of you today. Maybe that's part of what drives me, part of my passion. Maybe it's a large part of who I am. Because here I am now combining my passions for marketing and accounting to serve my clients. So looking back, maybe it wasn't such a bad day after all.